Welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua, first chapter, 8th verse. Welcome to another episode of Purposeful Parenting. No doubt you would certainly agree with me that the purpose of the law is to create a framework that promotes order, justice, and the well-being for you, me, and other individuals in the society. That's man's law, or the law of the land, so to speak. And I'm sure you would also agree that you've spent time over the years talking to your children about following the law. When they were little, you probably pointed out to them about a policeman and told them what their job was and told them something about how they protect you and what all they do, and how they, your child, is to follow the rules and regulations. But now, in today's world, what is the law? Two people could commit the same offense and come out of court with different sentences. Man's law, obviously, serves an important purpose, but sometimes it's wishy-washy. Let's look at some of those purposes that you know about. First of all, you know that it regulates conduct. It protects rights and liberties, and it resolves disputes. It's supposed to promote justice equally, preserves order and stability. It's supposed to deter crime and promote social adhesion. But remember, if man's law go against God's law, you must obey God's law. And this is something you need to make sure you teach your children. Therefore, just as you taught your child about man's law, you must teach them about God's law. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, "And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Needless to say, God wants you to teach your children His laws, and He emphasizes it in this verse. God sets high standards of behavior. And Chuck Swindoll gives us four great reasons why he does this. And as I see it, these are four perfect reasons why you must teach your children God's laws. First of all, Chuck Swindoll says God's law reveals God's absolute, immutable, permanent expectations. Now, man's law changes, but God's laws are always unchanging. They are the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's law are not subject to alteration or variation over time. And unlike man's laws, God's laws does not change from circumstance to circumstance. Circumstances do not alter God's law. This all applies to all people, and they have to adhere to God's teaching and should follow these laws without deviation. The next thing Chuck Swindoll says is that God's law offers social and personal directives that guide individuals in their interactions with others and in their personal conduct. Needless to say, these social directives include principles of justice, of fairness, of compassion, and respect for others. And these are foundational for building harmonious and equitable societies. And as you might imagine, they encourage individuals to treat others with kindness and honesty and empathy. And it fosters positive relationships in the community and keeps it a cohesive unit. On a personal level, God's law provides moral guidelines and ethical principles, and they help individuals navigate life's complexities. Anything that you are, have a question about, you can go to the Bible and find something in there that talks about how you should approach it based on God's law. These directives often focus on virtues such as integrity, as you might imagine, humility, patience, and forgiveness. And they're guiding individuals towards personal growth and self-awareness and spiritual development. Another thing, the third thing, God's law offers a pattern for governing our own families. Once again, you can look in the Bible if you're confused about parenting, and it will tell you things that you need to do to parent your child. God's law provides a blueprint for how families can govern themselves, and His law emphasizes love, respect, responsibility, and compassion. And these serve as a framework for healthy family dynamics. Concepts such as honoring parents and being faithful in marriage and prioritizing the well-being of children are all covered and considered essential for maintaining harmonious family relationships. And once again, you can find all of these in the Bible. Adhering to these principles can guide you through interactions and as you make decisions on a day-to-day basis. The fourth and final thing that Chuck Swindoll says is that God's law reveals our sinfulness, which shows us our need for Christ. God's law, often understood as moral guidelines, are found in the Bible, as you might imagine. When we measure our actions and our thoughts against God's standards, it reveals our shortcomings and our sinfulness, and it highlights where we fall short of perfection, because man is not perfect. We are not perfect. This realization underscores our need for Christ, who, according to Christian belief, offers us redemption and forgiveness for our sins through His sacrifice. In other words, the law acts as a mirror, reflecting our imperfections and leading us to recognize our need for salvation. And this salvation comes through faith in Christ. So, parents, just as you teach your children about man's law, you must teach them about God's law and remind them never ever to abandon God's law for man's law. God's law rules all the time. Do this and you will be parenting on purpose.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Purposeful Parenting. For more tips on parenting, or if you would like to reach out, please visit me on harrietrowe.com and follow me on Facebook, Harriet Rowe. That's Harriet with two T's. I look forward to grabbing a cup of tea or coffee with you next week. Feel free to invite a friend. Until then, this is Harriet Rowe reminding you to parent on purpose.